In this house, Francisco and Jacinta were born. In their own way, each welcomed the infinite love of God, and committed to that love, they lived each day as a mission. They experienced sickness and death as opportunities for self-giving and for bringing God's infinite love to others. In the room immediately on the left, I can visit the place where Francisco spent his last days. From the window, he was visited by many people. Francisco responded with few words, or often remained silent. But close to this child, people felt the gentleness and tenderness of God's presence and commented.
When we go into Francisco's room, we feel just as we do when we go into a church.
I am invited to pray here an Our Father, asking through the intercession of Saint Francisco Martu for the grace to open myself, like him, to the love of God and to be, like him, a silent reflection of that love.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Jacinta was in the opposite room before going to Oran Hospital and then to Dona Stefania Hospital, where she died. Here, she offered many sacrifices for the Pope and for the conversion of sinners. In this room, she shared with Lucia.
I'm so thirsty, but I don't want to take a drink. I'm offering it to Jesus for sinners.
And at times?
Have you already made many sacrifices today? I did, a lot. My mother was out, and I wanted to go and visit Francisco many times, but I didn't do it.
I am invited to pray here a Hail Mary, asking through the intercession of Saint Jacinta for a generous heart to give myself freely for others, in the likeness of Christ.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
At the end of this itinerary, I thank God for all that He has given me to experience, to discover and to learn, and I ask Him to make me His dwelling place and an instrument of His peace.